The Chris Perullo Show's coverage of Search Engine Strategy San Jose was brought to you by MSN Search. Find something today at search.msn.com.
There are about a million companies on the internet, and about 500,000 of them were started by Idealab and Bill Gross. And, you know, you may know Idealab from one of my favorite programs that was recently acquired by Google, Picasa. But one of them happens to be Insider Pages. And here at SES in San Jose, we were lucky enough to catch some time with CEO of Insider Pages, Stuart McFarlane, who is also a native of Seattle, Bainbridge Island, correct?
That's right.
Now, do you miss that at all up there?
Yeah, I do. I mean, we take the kids up there every now and then, and it would always be nice to raise a family up there. We live in Southern California right now, and I have two girls, and it's not the greatest place to raise kids. Don't tell anyone I said that.
We can edit that out. So Insider Pages, though, would benefit people living in either location, correct?
That's right. So Insider Pages has reviews on local businesses in places like L.A., Seattle, and cities around the country. So it helps people that are looking for anything from a plumber to a dog walker to a babysitter because you can find out what other people have experienced with these local businesses, and it makes it just much easier to find that great neighborhood business.
How would it compare to something like a city search?
Well, our community is much different, and Insider Pages is built around this community of individuals that are writing lots and lots of content about local businesses. And what underlies this community is a social networking infrastructure. And so what that means is that you and I can both join this site and decide to connect and share reviews with each other. And what we found is that that technology, combined with some other aspects of our community, have encouraged people to write literally hundreds of thousands of reviews on businesses, and not just those sexy businesses like restaurants that everybody likes to write reviews on. I mean, we really do have reviews on anything from endodontists to driveway repairmen. And it really makes our site a very rich experience for almost any type of business you might be looking for.
You're walking into the next version of the web, some would call Web 2.0, by offering people to post to their own blogs, at least if it's a WordPress blog. You've got a plugin for that.
That's right. It's something we just released in the last couple of weeks. And what we allow people to do is, if you have a WordPress blog, is you can download the Insider Pages plugin. What that allows you to do is post reviews of local businesses on your blog, and those reviews automatically get posted on Insider Pages, where literally thousands and thousands of people can see that, with a link back to your blog. So it'll help drive more traffic to your blog.
That seems kind of a pushing the envelope a bit. Was that warmly accepted from the top down?
Yeah, it definitely was. And it's something that we had a lot of people asking us to do. And a lot of the user-generated content, as you know, on the web is coming in the form of blogs. And we really thought it made sense to link our community with people writing these kinds of content on blogs.
So who is Insider Pages for?
Well, it's for anyone that is looking to find a good local business. Although one thing we've observed on our site since it's been up for about the last 12 months is that there are certain types of individuals that are really using the site very, very frequently. So one group are mothers, and it's fairly obviously moms tend to be a group that have heavy need for service providers because they need the pediatricians and they want to find the good schools. Also homeowners. We get a lot of searches for home improvement type services on the site.
Any new product services going to be rolled out in the near future?
Well, yeah, we've got a lot of things in the pipeline right now. We're not revealing them, but needless to say that we're building a lot of new community features on the site and a lot of features that will help make these reviews coming from people that you know and trust with. I mean, a central element to our site is not just giving a review on a local business, it's giving a review that you know you can trust. And we're building a lot of features into the site that will help you with that aspect of the site.
Let's say I'm a plumber from Seattle, and everyone's listing me as just being this horrible plumber. What if I'm not? How would I be able to, as a business owner, say, wait a minute, these reviews aren't exactly accurate?
So we do allow businesses to challenge a review. And what we do is we act as an intermediary. So if you were to complain about some reviews you received on the site, we would actually forward that complaint onto the person that wrote the reviews, keeping that person anonymous from you. And we would ask them some very specific questions about the service they had. And if they're able to answer those questions, it's a pretty strong indication that what they're saying is valid, that they're a real client of yours. If they're not or they don't respond to it, we would take that down because it really is our mission to keep the site clean with truthful reviews. Now, truthful means both positive and negative. We won't take a review down just because it's negative, but we're really interested in making sure that the reviews are honest and accurate.
So are you letting people come to the site and just search for things when they want to search for things? Or are you being a little proactive about the things that they're searching for? Meaning, do you push results back to people as new results pop up, either in the form of email, RSS?
Yeah, we do some of that. I mean, that's a lot of what we're working on right now. One thing we do offer on the site is if you choose to join the site, which means you sign up, and signing up, by the way, the benefit of signing up is you can actually write reviews and share reviews with people you know. And it's free. I should tell you, the vast majority of people that use the site don't sign up. They use it as a local search engine and just use the reviews that other people have contributed. But for those people that do sign up, we do really work to push them relevant information. So, for example, if you're a member of the site, you will see when a friend of yours or someone in your network has written a new review in your neighborhood, and people really seem to appreciate that.
How many users do you have at this point?
We have a couple hundred thousand users a month right now. That's mainly in LA, which is where we started. We've been really working to build out the site, though, in other cities. Seattle and San Francisco have been the two cities we've focused on recently.
What, beyond being able to provide feedback to a local community, is the value of becoming involved with your community? What other aspects can a user expect in terms of return on their investment of time, energy, skills, perspectives of what they're posting on insiderpages.com?
Well, people contribute for a lot of reasons on the site, and that's actually one of the the interesting set of observations on the site. And what we really observe is we continue to build out new features because it's very important for us to get people motivated to write content on the site. But a couple of these motivations are, number one, people want to write content for people they know. And that's one of the interesting things about the social networking technology that underlies the site, is that when I'm writing a review, I'm not writing it for some anonymous cyber community. I'm writing for you, I'm writing for my mother-in-law, I'm writing for my colleague, all of whom I've connected with on the site. And we found that that's an incredible motivator, is that people want not only recognition, but they want to help people. We've also seen that people also want to help service providers that have treated them well. I had someone that painted the inside of our house recently. The guy was great. He's a small-time sort of mom-and-pop shop contractor, but did an excellent job, and I really want to help him because he treated me so well.
I'm in San Jose. I'm looking for a good place to eat, and I don't really have internet access, but I have my cell phone on me. Are you guys enabled for the mobile web?
We are not yet, but that's something we're really interested in getting involved with. Local and mobile go together very, very well. And another part of our business model is that we sell advertising on the site, and what advertisers get is they get premium placement in the search results, and we charge them on a per-call basis. So what that means is if you're that plumber in Seattle and you decide to advertise, we'll put your listing at the top of the search results page, and we'll assign you a unique phone number, which we then forward to your number and bill you each time you get a call. Now, that sort of product works very well in a mobile environment because the phone number pops up right there, and all it takes is a single click to make that phone call.
So mobile is on your radar?
Absolutely.
What do you use Insider Pages for most often?
Well, I just use Insider Pages twice this week. The most recent one was for a florist. So I had a person that did some really great work for me and wanted to send her a bouquet of flowers. I looked up a florist in South Bay Area of Los Angeles, found a great florist, sent her a bouquet, and it was a fantastic experience.
You have to eat your own dog food then in Insider Pages? Do you encourage all the Idea Lab people to use Insider Pages, or how does that work exactly?
Well, I do what I can. I mean, it's actually interesting. When I started Insider Pages, one of the real first hurdles we had to get over was getting a critical mass of reviews in an area so that the site was valuable to people coming to the site, the new people coming to the site. And so the way I did that is I really did encourage, kind of quote-unquote, force other Idea Lab people to share their experiences and write reviews on the site and use that as a base to really kick off the site in the Los Angeles area. I don't do that anymore, but I'm finding that as the site becomes more and more valuable with more and more content, that people are just using it. And I hear literally every day people in Idea Lab coming up and saying that they found a great service provider on Insider Pages.
Last question. Are you or is anybody in Insider Pages blogging either for the company or outside the company?
We are not doing any blogging right now, although this blogging product that I mentioned is one of our first efforts to get more involved in the blogging community, although we do have a lot of things to say. We just haven't set up a structure yet to do it online.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot.
This interview brought to you by the all-new MSN Search. Find something today at search.msn.com. Visit thechrisparulloshow.com for more audio downloads, and remember to tune in every Thursday night for our live show.